نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون وقال علي رضي الله تعالى عنه صدقت يا عثمان وحبب إلي من الدنيا ثلاث الخدمة للضيف والصوم في الصيف والضرب بالسيف اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, Alhamdulillah, for the last few weeks, we have been talking about the preference and the like of the noble ones. In one gathering, the Prophet mentioned his like, then Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar and Hazrat Usman. Today inshallah we will talk about the like of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an. As we know that Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an is the first child to accept Islam, and he was brought up in the tarbiyah, in the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself. He is that noble person that was left behind on the bed of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the very famous journey known as Hijrah. He was the husband of Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha and the father of the two beautiful fragrant flowers of Jannah, Hassan and Hussein. When he heard what the Prophet said, Abu Bakr said, Umar said, Uthman said, he expressed his like by saying, the first thing that I like is al-khidmatu lil-dhaif. I like to be very hospitable. And this is natural from Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, because he is from the progeny of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And as we know that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was habituated that he never used to have food without a guest. If there was no one in the home with him, he used to go out in search of a guest, bring him in the home and make him sit on the sufra and make him eat from what he was eating. That's why it has been mentioned that once Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salat was salam was ready to eat his meal, and there was no one on the sufra beside him, so he went out in search of a guest. And he found one old person and he brought him inside. And he said to him that before you consume this meal, why don't you mention the name of Allah? He said, I do not believe in Allah. So why should I mention the name of Allah? Immediately Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam ordered him to leave the home and said that you should get out of my home. If you do not believe in Allah, you do not have a share of this meal. So this person was thrown out, and immediately Allah Rabbul Izzah spoke to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam through the angel and said that this person is my creation. He has not worshipped me for the last 80 years, but I have not deprived him of sustenance. You had the opportunity the first time and you have thrown him out. Immediately bring him back. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam once again went in search of this old person and brought him back and mentioned to him that I did not want you to eat this food, but my Allah and your Allah dislike this. When this old person heard the quality of Raham and the quality of mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat, immediately he said, if Allah is like this, I accept Allah. I accept that Allah. And this is not only Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anh, that he is hospitable, but this is one of the beautiful signs and marks of Islam. That a Muslim in general should be very, very hospitable, very, very open-hearted, welcoming everyone, giving him da'wah. That's why the Prophet of Allah has said, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. That person that believes in Allah, believes in the Day of Judgment, فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ, he should be respectful to his guests. Abu Shuraih Ka'bi, rahmatullah alayhi, narrates that the Prophet of Allah has said that when you are honored to be a host, you should respect your guests for the first day. Meaning that whatever you have, you should even go overboard the first day to treat him. For example, the Muslim jurists have said that normally if you cook lentils at home, for the first day, cook meat for that guest. The second and the third day, you can come back to the natural lifestyle and cook for him what you cook for your family. And it has been said that Islam is a religion of balance. Islam is a religion of justice. وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. That this ummah, this nation is a moderate nation. And the nation is made by laws. So the laws of this nation that have come down in the form of the Quran and the Hadith are balanced and just laws. So if Allah Rabbul Izzat wants the host to be hospitable, there are rules and regulations that fall upon the guest. There are rules and regulations that the guest have to follow. And this is one of the outstanding qualities of this ummah. That we do not go overboard, known as afraad and tafreet. So the ulama have said that the host should be very hospitable to the guest for 3 days. The first day he should go over the limits, and the second and the third day he should return back to normal lifestyle. And if he keeps him for the fourth or the fifth day, this will be sadaqah on behalf of this person. But at the same time, the Prophet of Allah has said to the guest that there should not be a burden on the host. Just like the ulama have mentioned, there was one person, he went to his friend's house and he stayed there over 2 or 3 weeks as a guest. Now the host was irritated, he was frustrated, but out of shame he could not express his true feelings. He wanted him to leave. But he wanted to convey the message in a polite manner so the guest does not get offended. So he said to the guest that you have been here so long, you're so welcome, I'm so happy. But your wife and your children back home may be missing you. He said, yes, I know that. I was thinking that last night. That's why I have thought that I will bring my wife and my child tomorrow.